AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, the podcast, and I think this is a setup. I had Spider around yesterday help me moving stuff downstairs to a skip bin that caught on fire at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I can guarantee I had nothing to do with it. Somebody must have lit it up. But we'll get to the bottom of that over the next couple of days as well. And also, in sport, if you get done for a shoulder charge or if you get done for a head-high tackle, you should only miss games, even if it's the preseason, during the preseason, not the real season.
Married at First Bite, too. It's happening this Sunday. We need you there from 9 a.m. Pour some pizzazz at Sanctuary Cove. We heard your weird and wonderful stories of how you basically treat your animals like humans. And also, thanks, Spider.
Yes.
Called my dad after Married at First Sight about not liking your friends or family member's partner. Dad pretty much went through every one of them.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Gold 92.5, three pieces of history. We normally go to the movies, an event, and check out some music. So we are going to the movies first up, kids. You're all right to play.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Rock and roll.
Bridge against Spider and Rodney picks up the pieces. Here we go.
I've got the broom ready.
Mm-hmm. Name that year.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
Oh,
that's what Fight Club is. You do not talk about Fight Club.
After Fight Club, we all started seeing things differently.
You're going to have to keep me up all night.
Brad Pitt, was it?
Yes. Yeah. Fight Club. That was
Nick
good.
Cage?
Was that the one? Yeah, Brad Pitt had the Irish accent. You couldn't understand a word he said on purpose.
It was massive. Just the Fight Club. Just the saying of...
It was huge. I'm going to say Bridge. I was going to say 93, but I'm changing it to 96, 1996.
No. You're right in the money. Oh, it's going to be just a fraction earlier or a fraction later. I reckon a fraction later. I'm going to go Spider 99.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, yeah. Spider.
You're on fire.
I told you I've been doing some homework.
He's full of frog wallop, but he's on fire. Good on you. Rightio.
Yeah, all right. Here's an event named that year.
Lots of shouts from the crowd here. And that's the reward.
So that's Will and Kate wedding.
Oh, Will and Kate's wedding. I thought it was a soccer match.
Yeah. And then when they said the kiss, I thought you were going to do
I thought the
Harry.
Liverpool kiss.
I thought Harry.
Okay, jeez. So they got married in 2000 and... Hang on, let me think. They have two kids now.
What is he, about six now? What's the youngest one called?
I'll say 2011.
Yes, it was 2011.
Oh. Yeah, I was trying to think of kids. I was just going backtracking with children. Mm. That's when we all found out her sister had a very lovely backside, apparently.
Oh, Pippa.
Pippa.
Joseph.
Good Nick.
Her backside made all of the newspapers and TV around the world, yeah. So, one all. Here we go. Name that year.
Oh.
Mark Seymour. Hunters and Collectors.
Yes, as they call it, the Ugly Lights song. It's always that last song of the night, the Ugly Lights, come on, your arms are around your mates. Oh, I love you, buddy.
Same.
I love you.
I'm thinking it was still in the 90s, but it's a matter of which year in the 90s. Or was it that early? I don't know.
Are you looking at me?
I'll have a guess before Bridge, because Bridge is going to be a lot closer than me. But I'm going to go Spider. I reckon something like that was probably around about 95.
No.
Look, I remember it even... It was always the last song that came on at the Caxton in Brisbane. I remember they'd always put it on as their right clear out. So that era for me. I'm going to say, 89.
No.
From the Human Frailty album.
Here he goes.
It was actually side two, track two on side two.
Yes.
They had and records back then. 1986.
No.
After all of that, hey?
You do get closest to the pin, 84.
84?
84?
I was 10
years out.
No, see, what happened was they refreshed it.
You didn't tell us this bit.
They recorded it a couple of times until,
What year did they refresh it, 94?
Well, I think it was...
Like remastered,
no, I think the refreshed version would have been 1990.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, so...
Yeah, Human Frailty was 84 on reflection, yes.
Okay, we need
bad song to pick on, really, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're both... you're even. Congratulations.
No, Bridge wins because she's near as a pin.
Oh, okay, yes. That's what happens in this contest. Thank you for reminding me.
Big couple of weeks happening. We got the surfing kicking off, also the V8s, the NRL, the AFL, the Commonwealth Games, the swimming today. But I've got a question for you, and it's around AFL and NRL. At the moment, there's a lot of the footy trials on. So we call them practice matches. The NRL call them footy trials. Mm. But there's a player in the AFL, Robbie Gray, who's just coming back from cancer. It's irrelevant if he's, great effort for him. Round one's going to be after a year off coming back. So a great effort, but he plays for the Port Adelaide Footy Club in Adelaide, and he was playing over the weekend against West Coast, and he did a shoulder charge, or he did a bump in our game, a bump that's above the shoulder the head, and it's very similar to a shoulder charge in the NRL.
Okay.
Now, he copped the week suspension, which is fair enough. That's what you cop when you hit somebody in the head. We know with all the concussion rules, that's fair enough. Now, he actually has to miss round one of the proper season. Should he miss practice matches, because it happened in a practice match, or should he miss round one of the home and away season? Because he got reported over the weekend. They've still got three more practice matches they've got to get through. So he's allowed to play in all the practice matches.
Yeah.
He just can't play round one.
Good point.
That's stupid.
Which is absolutely stupid.
Yeah.
If you get suspended in a practice match, you should have to sit out the next practice match.
If you
get suspended in the last practice match and the next match, or you get 2 weeks and the next two matches of the home and away season, well, that means you missed the home and away season.
Yeah.
But there's no way known a player who gets reported a month out can still play until the home and away season. But for some reason, and the AFL and the NRL do it, if you get reported during a practice match or a trial game, you actually miss your home and away season.
I don't get that. I reckon that's stupid.
So do I.
I mean, that's why they don't have a lot of the big players playing in these practice matches, so they don't get injured.
Injured and reported.
Yeah.
And we're not condoning what he did.
Of course not.
I just think the NRL and the AFL, if you get reported in a practice match, you should be allowed to sit out a practice match, and it shouldn't be costing you your home and away season.
You're all right, mate. No need to go on about it.
I'm just saying.
No, it's a fair call.
That was my closing brief.
Did I tell you Winx is racing Saturday?
Oh, my God.
Well,
you know, if we get suspended in this studio from knocking someone out, maybe a shoulder charge, maybe just running into a little bit too hot, does that mean I don't have to come in tomorrow?
Under the circumstances, I'd just say play on.
Under the circumstances, you'd beat me.
No, I'm not for violence. I don't know what I'd do.
You'd be first. And yesterday was a big day for us. We went over to AJ's Bridge. We organised a skip last week for AJ.
Yes.
And we were going to pretty much help him clean out his apartment. And yesterday I went around there to help him out. And, Steve, the skip co-man, dropped off a big skip bin.
He gets
stuff done.
Yes, he does.
So we went around there, and even if you go to 92.5 Gold FM Facebook page, I was trying to help AJ declutter a little bit.
And he's amazing.
You need help, don't you, darling? Because when you do store stuff, I'm a culprit. You need someone like this bloke, the Tassie Devil, to come through and just go, you don't need it, get rid of it, right?
He's a worker. I tell you what, he's a worker.
Yeah, he is.
He went nuts.
Yeah, he does.
And, the Gold FM family said that you should actually keep that leather jacket that I would have thrown out. And they said, throw out the Crocs that I would have said keep.
Oh, of course.
The leather jacket, it's a bit of a sad story, because when I was working in radio in Melbourne, I bought this really nice jacket and I brought it up here, and the humidity buggered it. Hard, and so it's
terrible.
It's got to go.
We got rid of a lot of stuff. A lot of carpet had to go.
Not just the bathroom.
No, the whole lot. So we've cleaned out 1.5 rooms. We've still got a couple of rooms to go. So I gave AJ a little bit of homework.
Okay.
I left him 5 big wheelie bins and said, you know what, by next Tuesday they've got to be full with rubbish that he wants to chuck out.
Is there a lot of stuff, is there? I mean, for you to only do one room in how many hours?
2.5.
Was there a lot of stuff?
Yeah. Oh, it is putrid.
He only dropped a $75 bottle of wine.
Yeah, it didn't break it, though.
Oh.
Did not break
Ooh.
It, Adrian. So, anyway, we had it all organised. I said, AJ, yep, five more, and then next week we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
Last night.
Yes.
Because Steve was coming to pick up the skip bin today.
Yes.
And last night there was a bit of an incident where half that bin actually went missing. Because of this.
Did you hear that last night?
Did you hear that outside your apartment?
No.
There was a fire brigade called to a skip bin fire at the apartment block in Main Beach. And...
Did you not hear that?
No.
The skip bin of Adrian's...
Your skip bin went up in flames.
Went up in flames. Is that your skip bin there? He's got to get his glasses
He's
on.
He's got to get his glasses.
I've got to go to my photos.
See this. It's true.
And I just got to go, is that your skip bin?
There we go. Fireys were there.
Yes, it is. What's happened?
It burnt down. You had the fire brigade there.
The fire brigade. There's photos of the fireys, everyone there. And you slept through it all. Your skip bin went up.
So they had all the people outside the
Look
apartment.
At his face.
They had everybody there. Your skip bin went up in flames. Steve got called.
Look at his
and you're the only one who didn't wake up and try and put out the fire after filling your skip bin.
I had no idea. I was in Gaga land. I was asleep.
Oh, so the wine you dropped, you actually dropped down your throat, did you?
What happened? No, seriously, what happened?
Look at his face. It caught fire.
How would it catch fire?
I don't know, Adrian. And now the fireys are wondering why you didn't have it fireproof overnight that didn't allow, because the whole lot could have gone up. So now, $1,500 fine for the call out.
You can't get your very good friends in this situation.
Well, I'm going to blame you because you're the one that threw all the stuff in there. It was probably the thing that blew up.
Look at him pointing.
The barbecue cylinder probably exploded.
The gas bottle.
Well, you threw a gas bottle in there.
Yeah, it's singed. The gas bottle singed. You can see it in the photo. Don't point fingers. Peter was there to help.
I was only helping.
Seriously, this is not a setup. That's true.
I can see Steve skipping.
We're actually filming your reaction. This will be hilarious if you want to look back at this later on. The vision of
Steve,
your face.
Listen, you'll be listening. Steve, there's always a positive to a bad story, right? Think of the publicity.
No, Steve, the skip... Go. No, think about this. You still got half a skip bin to fill up.
Yeah,
now.
That's great. That's perfect.
Oh, classy.
No, how's that? What a classic.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Well, with our paws and pizzazz this Sunday, marrying as many dogs as we can married at first bite, Barbara Streisand loves her dog. Are you ready for this? This is very sad news. I remember her beloved dog, I can never say its name, Coton de Tullier, passed away last year. So she did what any normal dog lover did. She got part of its DNA and cloned it. She has two dogs now, Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. And they're cloned from some cells she took from her dead dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that would be amazing, though. Come on.
It would be. It's amazing you're able to do it.
Oh, it'd be amazing to do that. So you get a little bit of your old dog and your new dog. Anyway.
You can always teach an old dog new tricks.
Well, Oprah Winfrey, imagine being this rich. Imagine this, right? Oprah Winfrey admits she's only been to the bank once since 1988 and doesn't know how to fill up her own car with petrol.
What?
If you got that much money, you don't have to do it. Imagine that. Imagine that.
This is lazy.
And in local big Gold Coast news, a well-known radio announcer, massive fire outside his house overnight.
Oh, yes.
In a skip bin. And he was unaware until we just told him 5 minutes ago.
I still can't believe it.
It's the Gold Coast's original radio cash contest.
AJ, Bridge and Spiders, $1,000 minute. Woo-hoo!
Giant range, giant value, giant savings. Every day at Giant Chemist Hubbardtown.
That's what they provide. Everything Giant at Giant Chemist. We thank them for being a part of the show. Giant range, giant value, giant savings. Every day at Giant Chemist Hubbardtown. Lyle is on the phone from Southport. G'day, Lyle.
Morning, how are you?
Have you played before?
No, never.
Oh, cool.
Oh, welcome, like, welcome.
Yeah, are you going to the airport? Are you on your way there? You're flying out or you're picking somebody up? What's the go?
Picking someone up, picking the wife up.
Ah, beautiful.
From Sydney, so.
All right, well, good luck. You could be meeting her at the airport with $1,000 cash.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, that won't help me. She'll take it all, probably.
Tell her you won $200.
Exactly.
10 questions. Each one answered correctly is worth $10 to you. Lyle, get the lot right. $1,000, mate, as we know. And if you need to pass in the allotted time, come back to the question. Do so. Good luck to you, mate. Good luck if you're playing at home or in the car. Bridgie, question number one.
What's the name of a baby horse?
A foal.
How many arms does a typical snowflake have? 6 or 8?
6.
Morello is a variety of which fruit?
Cherry.
What's the world's fastest dog?
Pass.
If I was at Bam Bam Bakehouse, what suburb would I be in? Mermaid or Churn Park?
Churn Park.
What is the study of space called?
Astrology.
What's the name of the Gold Coast AFL team?
Suns.
A Virgin Mary is a Bloody Mary without what?
Vodka.
Who's the lead singer of Midnight Oil?
Peter Garrett.
Who's the Channel 7 local weather guy?
No idea.
What is the world's fastest dog?
None of the ones I back. Greyhound.
Who is the Channel 7 local weather guy?
No idea. Sorry.
Oh. Anyone you passed on, have a guess?
Don't even know anyone's name.
Oh, Paul Burt. Ah, have you heard of Paul Burt?
Yeah. No, unfortunately.
The world's fastest dog, Greyhound. If you're at Bam Bam Bakehouse, what suburb would you be in? Mermaid Beach.
Mermaid.
Yeah.
Right.
And astronomy is what is the study of space, not astrology.
Yes.
Okay. Still got yourself all the others, so you still got yourself $60.
Yeah, well, slap in the face of the wet fish.
Exactly right, unless...
He got Greyhound, $70.
Oh, did he? $70. There you go. There's a couple of wet fish. Nice snap.
Thanks, Spider.
Cheers.
On your Lyle.
Your underdogs, AJ, Bridge and Spider, are gunning for a world record. It'll be doggy heaven or the doghouse, and they need your help. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Married at First Bite. Woof.
Is this going to work?
Yes, it is. Have absolute faith. I saw this beautiful video yesterday of two dogs getting married and they even turn up separately in the beautiful cars and there's a whole lot of other dogs there to witness the ceremony all dressed up.
Yeah.
And it was a little poodle and like a little bitzer and it was very, very cute.
Well, you know, at this stage we are holding the... We do on the Guinness Book of Records. That's... Yeah, if we
178
ever
dogs, pairs, okay?
We got the Sanctuary Cove record as it is because we've nearly got 70 dogs.
Okay, registered.
Registered, which is good. Soon we could even get the South East Queensland record for the most dogs if we can get over 100. But we've got to get there first. I'm half kind of... There's a side of me saying that, you know what, this is going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be hilarious to watch.
The other side of me is sitting there going, oh, my God, this is for real.
No, it is. Because look at me, for example, I don't have children and I have fur babies. And I'm very proud that I'll be alive to see them walk down the aisle.
But
that I'll be there for them and I'll get to witness this.
I think I'll be a bit mean putting you in the category of a freak. But...
Oh, I am.
This is what's going to amuse me most is... The freaks that are going to be there because there's people that walk their dogs in strollers.
Because they're old dogs and they can't walk.
But there's others that are dressing them up. There's others that are birthday parties, others that talk to them.
Yes.
They tuck them into bed at night.
Yes.
You sit there and go, we're going to have all these freaks in one place at one time.
You have a mate who's a freak who sells mini caravans for dogs, for goodness sake. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get one for years.
Yeah, he's going to be there too.
See?
I want to hear from all the freaks out there
Yes.
at Gold FM. 1327 Tim. What do you do for your pet? Like Bridge, as you say, they're your furry babies, so...
What don't you do?
Well, I want to know, how far do you go? Do they, you know, sleep in bed? Do you put them in the stroller? Do you actually put them in a car seat when you're driving?
You have
so
to.
Weird things. What weird things do you do with
no,
your
No, well, you know what I've just had to buy?
Things?
You know, like for babies where that you sit them in the front, you know, and you strap them in. And what do you call them? Like a little baby strap thing? Mm. What do you call that? You know, in the front of you.
Yeah, just a baby
harness. I've got one for Ted because his back legs are going on him. So when I walk up hills, I just put him in that.
I'm going to get the freakometer going.
13:27:10. I tell you what, we've got some great tickets to a great show. Dieter Monteith at Star March 4. Tickets at tickettech.com.au.
Your underdogs, AJ, Bridge and Spider, are gunning for a world record. It'll be doggy heaven or the doghouse, and they need your help. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Married at First Bite. Woof.
Yes, it's 26 past 7, hello to Twit, and we're getting your weird things that your dogs do, or, you know, things that
the
are
freaks.
A bit different.
Oh,
bit different.
Well, Spider's looking Not for freaks. The freaks. Look, put it this way. We are going to be there from 9 a.m. on Sunday at Pools and Pizzazz. Now, just bring your dog down, figure out which other dog it wants to marry, and then the ceremony will be around with you, the dog, Brent, at around 11.
Yeah.
So it's going to be so much fun.
It is, but we are asking about those, you know, those different things you do at the dogs. I see them as freaks, but other people see it as normal. If you hold a birthday party, if you dress them up,
yes.
It's a different world for me.
Scott from the Tweed, explain why Spider would think you're a freak with your dog.
Well, I have a purebred chihuahua, a tiny little thing called Rambo.
Aww.
And when we go to the beach, he's too small to run on the sand. Because the footholds are too deep. So we stick him on the bodyboard and just drag him along until we get down to the heart of sand.
Oh, Scotty, do you know how endearing that is to have a big blokey bloke with a tiny little dog?
Oh, what, on a boogie board?
I'd be holding onto the boogie board, dragging behind, going, you're a good catch.
Thanks, Scotty.
Colette at Warrongery, what story have you got for us with your dog?
It's my husband.
Yeah.
It's been the last 8 months or more shopping for an outdoor setting, but we had to have it a particular type before our Labradoodle because our Labradoodle loves outdoors, you know, like sitting on the chair outside. Anyway, we've got to have the arms like 2 inches wide and quite comfy one. Anyway, each one was no. Anyway, we bought one this weekend just gone, and our dog Charlie doesn't like it. Everything gets thrown away, all the old one except one chair for Charlie.
Oh my God.
That's so cute.
Thanks for that. There are some freaks.
They give unconditional love. Sharon and Burley, tell us your story why Spider would think you're a freak.
Spider, I've got a big husky called Ace, and he sits in the front and gets buckled up like a big adult, and my husband sits in the back.
Oh, funny.
No way.
Yeah, all my friends are disgusted, but I can't see the problem.
Oh, that is so cute. My first dog was Ace from Ace Frehley. That's so cute.
That is funny. I must admit, that's freakish.
And as a result, I tell you what, we'll send you to the Dieter Monteith at the Star March 4th.
Sharon and Burley. Bring your husky, though.
What about this? A mate of mine feeds his Charlie, the Shih Tzu Maltese Cross, Wagyu.
That's what I've got.
Wagyu.
He
goes to the butcher shop and buys Wagyu steak and feeds it to Charlie.
Can I say, though, you can kill them with kindness. I used to feed both of my dogs amazing mince with all this stuff in it and gave them both pancreatitis because of it, and now they're on hypoallergenic food for the rest of their lives. You've got to be very careful what you feed them.
Where does Charlie live? I might go there and dress up as a Shih Tzu.
Oh, my God.
What's medium happening? Rare, Charlie.
You'd make a group one, Charlie.
The father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Nothing upsets me more than this, and I haven't been in a position where it's affected me, but I've seen people it does affect, and I've seen some people on either side of the fence, and it is... It grates me. I absolutely hate it. And I'm talking about building companies when they collapse. And, you know, the directors and the owners need to take more responsibility and have heavier penalties.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of listening to the subcontractors don't even get a sorry. You've got the potential homeowners who are, you know, building their dream. You know, the big Aussie dream of building their home don't even get a sorry from these collapsed building companies. And then these collapsed building company owners and directors can then just change one letter in their title or in their business name or one word in their business name and then go and start up straight away when they're leaving thousands and thousands, and I'll talk about the Gold Coast, but it's all around Australia, when they're leaving thousands and thousands of subcontractors and potential homeowners, you know, their livelihood, their dream, in absolute nothing but massive debts. And you see...
Yeah, it's horrible. You call it white-collar crime, AJ.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's one on the front page of the Bulletin today, another one. Varsity Lakes-based Future Homes Residential had its licence suspended by the QBCC after complaints from at least two subcontractors.
Yeah, and look, outside of that one there, but, you know, there's other ones out there that I've seen that, you know, the owners of these companies that have gone bust, they're still on social media posting pictures overseas holidays, and they're still picking up their kids at school and dropping them off in a BMW and a Porsche. And you sit there and go, hang on, hasn't your company just gone bankrupt?
That's right.
There needs to be more legislation about these subcontractors, homeowners, who are now struggling to put food on the table. So we've seen it far too often how they can just walk away from their responsibilities, and it is time for more hefty penalties. And this is not just for the business. This is personally as well. If you want to start a business, you've got to have some personal backing that you're going to be able to deal with what you're actually creating here. Mm. And the other thing that annoys me most is too, with creditors getting paid before the lawyers and also the liquidators. So making sure that these small businesses get their money before the lawyers and the creditors go in and carve it all away and take it away from the families that actually deserve it.
That's bloody wrong. Here.
Yep.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Hey, I had to go to John Flynn yesterday to get my lung function test.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember I couldn't go to Blues Fest last year because my lungs decided to go. Oh. My lungs went, hello, you're not going.
So this is it. This is the Blues Fest test.
It is.
Is it?
Well, it's great now. I have a lung specialist, which is fantastic. So yep. I've had a few little chest infections since and not a problem. And AJ, you get this. You have asthma as well.
Yeah.
So when we get crook, it just goes straight to our chests. We just have, unfortunately, dicky chests.
Weak chest.
A weak chest. Mm. However, a visit to Dr. Nichols is always fun. He threatened me, by the way, if I mentioned this.
What do you mean?
I'm going to anyway.
Morning, Dr. Nichols.
Morning, Dr. Nichols. Rob Nichols, he's a classic. He's so funny. But he's one of these guys who will give you a compliment followed by a backhand compliment followed by not a compliment and compliment you again.
Ah, the sandwich.
So it's the highs and lows. You go in there. It's an emotional roller coaster. So I went in there and I was wearing a hat yesterday and a bit of a ladies look like a pashmina kind of kimono thing going on. It was quite boho.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't. That's why I was talking to the ladies.
Yep.
And I said, he said, oh, you look pretty good. You look, wow, you look all boho. I said, oh, thank you. He said, oh, you look like all the characters. There's a new movie out. You look like one of the characters in this movie. I'm going, oh, that's great. What movie? He said, oh, it's called Finding Your Feet. It's a movie and Joanna Lumley's in it. I'm like, okay, she's like 80. So that's not a good compliment. No. So he nearly got there and then he didn't.
Yeah.
And then he said, but you look like you've lost weight. Oh. And I said, oh, well, that's good.
Back again.
And he said, and your lung function is normal. You're a normal person.
Good.
And I went, that's fantastic.
Perfect.
And he said, well, normal as you can be. And I went, oh, there we go again. Lose it again. And he said, no, honestly, you don't look too bad. You're really pulling off that picnic rug over your shoulder pretty well. So he was doing really well until that stage. And I said, you're copping it tomorrow. And anyway, I went home and I looked up this movie that apparently I look like I'm in.
Yeah.
Finding Your Feet. 72% Rotten Tomatoes it scored. It's that bad. Everyone in this movie is aged 85 and over. So I look like an 85-year-old. But at least my lung function is some on the age of 42. That's the best. Well, Married at First Sight last night. Look, we want to ask you, and join the brekkie table, please. Do you or have you ever in the past disliked your friends or one of your family members' partners? Because it is tough, tough, tough.
Yeah.
This is what happened last night. Gabriel and Nasser, he started off being a good bloke. He's living in her world. He is not happy and her friends don't like him.
And he's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And he's not.
He decided he hated this place. He thought it was absolutely disgusting.
It's a bit precious.
He just talked about how this was so below him. It was so not him.
Oh, I'm livid, absolutely livid, that he's not staying here of the night, because I don't think he should be leaving her alone under any circumstances. And I don't care what the excuse is. I don't care what the words are. He should have been here tonight.
Oh, the friends are disgusted.
Yeah, I find it really hard. Like, I know a couple that, he doesn't go anywhere with her friends, would never associate with her friends at all. If they're having a party, he'll go into a different room. It's like you've got to buy in, but I've got one.
Yeah, I've had exes like that.
Have you? Mark, a mate of mine, Mark, his wife, Christy, and she, not that she whinges. We mates aren't allowed there between Friday and Sunday.
What do you mean? What, mates aren't allowed, but that's your time off?
Yeah, I know. Because if we go there during the week, we can, you know, have a few beers and have dinner and whatever, but we'll head home because everyone's got work the next day. But Friday, because it's one of those mates you catch up with and it's like, you know, you haven't seen each other, so things could, you know, get pear-shaped. So no one's allowed to go to their house between Friday and Sunday.
Oh, you are
kidding. 2 years. 2 years. We've never been there on a Friday or a Sunday.
We'd love to know on 13 2710, do you dislike your friends or your family's partner? Do you want me to get my dad on? He'll cover the show till nine.
Oh,
six
nine.
Girls.
Don't worry, Al. We'll see you at 1 o'clock.
Look, Married at First Bite, that's happening down at Sanctuary Cove, getting as many dogs as we can get married. But Married at First Sight on telly, it looks like with these homestays, a lot of friends and family are not liking the new partners, the new husbands and the new wives. And we want to know, do you dislike one of your friends or your family's partners?
And the thing I love about this is the fact that, you know, Cherie's mum and dad in New Zealand are watching this at the moment. They're loving Married at First Sight. And I'm thinking if they asked this question, they would say for sure me.
They didn't like you in the beginning, did they? You pegged back, though.
I've pegged back over a couple of years.
Kylie, what's your story?
Kylie in Burley. Okay, who was it? Who didn't you like?
Well,
was
who it is it?
Yeah.
It was my cousin's boyfriend.
Right.
He was a douche. Biggest douche. He actually didn't like any of us.
So it was a mutual douchebag agreement.
And it got to the point where he didn't want her talking to us, answering our call. And she kind of veered his way, and we're all coming together, working out what we could do to break them up.
Yeah.
And he did it all himself. He ended up ringing up a transvestite hooker who got in touch with my cousin and said that he'd been cheating.
Oh,
and
my
we're
God.
Like, hallelujah.
That is a fantastic, spectacular ending to that story.
You've got a reality show right here.
That is fantastic.
You haven't still got the number, have you?
Thanks, Kylie.
And we thought we'd just surprise you, Bridge, and we'll put a quick call through to...
What?
Well, no, we'll put a call through to your dad, Bede. And Bede, six girls and a lot of exes.
Oh, come on. Oh, no.
How thick's the book, Bede?
Well, it's six girls. You've met a few of them, Dad.
Bite of the book's on its fourth edition now.
Oh, between...
Such a collection of Darrows, dropouts and misfits.
It's a bit harsh, Dad.
You've seen the highs and the lows.
Oh, heaven's sake, there's more lows than highs, I can tell you that. Well,
is there one that stands out? you know, when you look at partners of your daughters that you dislike, you know, is there one or maybe two?
Well, it's hard to say, but... there's so many that were hopeless, you know. None of them were worth feeding, as I've said before.
None of them were worth feeding. I remember calling Dad one day after a very long relationship and I was very upset and I said, Dad, I've broken up with him. It's all over. And then there was a big pause and what did you say, Dad?
Let's have a party.
I bet you're pleased you made this call, Bridge.
One day, Dad, one day I'll bring home one that you want to feed.
Yet to see that, Bridgie.
There's still time left, B. There's still time. We have faith. We have faith.
Well, I suppose there are geriatric romances.
Oh, my God, Dad. Don't set me up with any of your friends. That's a bit too old.
Oh, dear. What a hopeless lot.
All right, we get your point. Thanks heaps, Dad.
See you, troops.
Bye.
Goals and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Century Cove, Sunday, 4th of March.
Your underdogs, AJ, Bridge and Spider, are gunning for a world record. It'll be doggy heaven or the doghouse, and they need your help. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Married at First Bite. Woof.
Look, I've got to say I'm worried about this not working.
Hey. You've got to have faith. This is what it's about. You're the doggerant, the celebrant.
Yeah.
I know we've only got about 50-odd
registrations. No, we've got in the 60s. We can't lose. At this stage, we have got the Century Cove record for most dogs married in March at Century Cove at one spot at one time.
All right, we need you to register at goldfm.com.au. The record was made in 2007 in the USA, 178
10
dogs.
Years ago.
We can blitz that. Now, we'll be there from 9 a.m. Come down with your dog, get it to meet other dogs, hang out. We'll all get married at around 11. Now, I'm thinking of all the nice, squishy, loved-up stuff and getting the dogs all dressed up and all that pretty stuff. But that's... I've never done a wedding. You're going logistics now,
well,
right?
Well, logistics are we've got the doggerbrant, which is AJ. Bridge, you're going to have your dogs down there on the day. But we're going to start thinking about a professional counter. We need somebody to be able to count the dogs, structure the dogs up on the day.
Oh,
the timing is everything as well. We need music. We need a singer. There's so many little bits and pieces.
Yeah, wedding song.
Yeah, there's so many little bits and pieces. It's not about just what for us whilst singing down and expecting everything to happen. We need, it's behind the scenes. You know what they call the duck theory, you know, the legs are going under the water 100 miles an hour and then it's just gliding on top.
Oh, yeah.
What if one of my dog's owners, like the other dog that one of my dogs marries, is really cute?
So we're starting to give a couple of roles to different people around network.
Al
Doby, who is on after 9 o'clock, we thought, well, he loves dogs as well.
Morning, Al.
Good morning. I do love dogs. Aww. I am a dog lover. We had dogs when I was growing up. So we had Doberman. So,
Dobermans.
Yeah.
I know.
What were their names, Al?
Susie and Daisy.
Okay.
And if you could have a dog now, what kind of dog would you have?
I love a Jack Russell. I think they're full of character.
They're smart.
Yeah, they're smart, so I know, like dog kind of thing, hey?
So we're just trying to work out what role you could play down there. Have you got anything in mind? Because we've got AV as well in the afternoons and Nelly. Anything?
Well, look, I think it's great that you phoned me and want me to be involved. I could be there, like you mentioned, a spider. You were talking about the counter, someone to be able to, I could help count the dogs, because you'll need more than one person.
Yeah, but look,
that's something I can do.
Can we make you look important? Because no one is more important than someone who wears a headset.
Yeah,
and a sash. You are wearing a sash as well, though, and a headset.
A sash.
Yeah,
we'll get a clipboard. Clipboard's always good.
We'll swap the. Maybe the clipboard.
What have you got in mind for me? Come on, don't beat around the bush.
Okay, well, we'll have a fluoro sash, and we'll give you a poop scooper instead of a clipboard.
So that your sash says poo patrol.
Really?
Your sash says poo patrol. And they called it puppy
love. Because what you're saying is that I'm going to be the Kenny on the day, right?
Yeah, you're pretty much Kenny, because the first part about owning a pet is making sure that the responsibilities, you clean up after them. And if we've got a couple of 100 dogs down there, or at least 100, they will need a bit of cleaning up. We've got the bags, we just need the actual pooper scooper.
That's unreal. Look, I've always been looking forward to being asked to be back on the show. I never thought it'd be in this way, but...
I had nothing to do with this.
Well,
hour.
I tell you, you know, there could be a few nervous poos. So
what I'm urging all dog owners, make sure your dogs go to the toilet.
You can't.
You can. Just get them lots of fibre and just make sure they go before they leave the house.
Now, you do know that there are quite some posh pooches coming down, so we have got some baby wipes as well.
Oh.
funny. Well, I've had two kids and I'm used to that. But hey, I tell you, there's an idea. Speaking of kids,
yes.
I'm going to maybe get a couple of helpers. There's a way to earn pocket money, isn't it? My two sons come down.
I see what you do. Now, you've got to be, when you first see them circling, that's always the sign. But I must say, my two are struggling with their stomach problems at the moment, so they're not the prettiest to pick up. Good luck.
Oh, well, your two are the prettiest there. That's
stop it.
We are looking forward to seeing you on a sash, though, Al.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about this. It's not on.
Hey, but you get the headset. That makes you look important.
All right, as long as I get a clipboard, I'll be happy.
Great to see at the moment with Teens and Screens boot camp program aimed to break tech habits. So kids on mobile devices, there's a boot camp out at the moment. Very expensive to go to, but I think most parents can actually run this in their house if they wanted to.
Oh, okay.
All it is being strict, saying, you know what, this is how much time you're allowed on the phone, this is how much time you're not allowed on your phone, and see if they actually miss anything. Most of the kids who do this boot camp are saying that, you know what, even after a week of not seeing my phone, I haven't actually really missed that much.
But it's all right when they're out of their environment. It's when they get back in their environment. You know what my friends always say these days? They feel like the kids, and the kids are like the adults, constantly texting, where are you when you're 2 minutes late to pick them up? Where are you? What's going on?
But it's very similar to us. You know, we sit there and go, oh, let's travel and go overseas and move away from where we grew up. And when you go back to where you grew up, everything's the same.
Yeah.
It's no different, isn't it?
It's true.
Yeah. So that's there you go, kids. Just restrict your time on there or you could be in boot camp. Now, if you weren't listening earlier on this morning, we surprised AJ. Well, didn't really surprise him, just showed him something that happened overnight. Yesterday, I went to AJ's apartment, helped him move a lot of carpet and furniture out of his house, trying to clean it up.
Big job.
Big job, big job. And the skip co, Steve there, he dropped off a big skip.
Yeah.
And we filled it all up. And then, for some reason, AJ just didn't wake up last night.
Did you hear that last night?
Did you hear that outside your apartment? There was a fire brigade called to a skip bin fire at the apartment block in Main Beach. And
did you not hear that?
No.
The skip bin of Adrian's.
Your skip bin went up in flames.
Went up in flames. Is that your skip bin there? He's got to get his glasses on.
Yeah, get his glasses.
I've got to go to my photos.
See this. It's true.
And I just got to go, is that your skip bin?
There we go. Fireys were there.
Yes, it is. What's happened?
It burnt down. You had the fire brigade there.
The fire brigade. There's photos of the fireys, everyone there. And you slept through it all. Your skip bin went up.
So they had all the people outside the
Look
apartment.
At his face.
They had everybody there. Your skip bin went up in flames. Steve got called, and you're the only one who didn't wake up and try and put out the fire after filling your skip bin.
I had no idea. I was in Gaga land. I was asleep.
Oh, so the wine you actually dropped down your throat, did you?
What happened? No, seriously, what happened?
Look at his face. It caught fire.
How would it catch fire?
I don't know, Adrian. And now the fireys are wondering why you didn't have it fireproof overnight that didn't allow, because a whole lot could have gone up. So now... $1,500 fine for the call out.
You can't get your very good friends in this situation.
Well, I'm going to blame you because you're the one that threw all the stuff in there. It was probably the thing that blew up.
Look at him pointing.
The barbecue cylinder probably exploded.
The gas bottle.
Well, you threw a gas bottle in there.
Yeah, it has. It's singed. The gas bottle singed. You can see it in the photo. Don't point fingers. Peter was there to help.
I was only helping.
Seriously, this is not a setup. That's true.
I can hear Steve skipping.
We're actually filming your reaction. This will be hilarious if you want to look back at this later on. The vision
Steve,
of your face.
Listen, if you're listening, Steve, there's always a positive to a bad story, right? Think of the publicity.
No, Steve, the skip go-co. No, think about this. You still got half a skip bin to fill up.
Yeah,
now.
That's great. That's perfect.
All right, now, I'm going home. I'm going home to suss this all out. Because I, with you involved...
Don't look at me.
I think this is a setup.
It's not. Your skip bin caught fire.
It caught on fire. And if you want to see your reaction, then was priceless. We filmed it. You can go to Facebook at Gold 92.5 to see it.
So you've been fined $1,500.
Any reports from the fireys?
No, there were no. You didn't make the roundup. But there are a lot of disgruitled residents around Main Beach, apparently.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, that'd be right. I've saved 400, right? And it's going to cost me 1,500. My very good friends at the Fire Brigade, at the Gold Coast Fire Brigade. Oh. I'll be taking them to lunch. No, this is a setup. I'm going home to check this all out.
It's not a setup. All right. Who would light a skip bin as a setup?
Yeah. There was a car 2 metres from the skip bin, which could have got caught alight as well. I don't know what ash and damage is that's done there.
There will be an inquiry and we'll find out more tomorrow.
The Progress Association won't be happy with you.
They probably melted.
Dude.
They're bringing the marshmallows.
Stop it.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.